Okay, so we're just doing another interview with Ernie's sister. So this is Mary will be interviewing Mercedes Perriam on the 24th of April 2013. So Mercedes, can you just introduce yourself to me?
I'm Mercedes Perriam, my name, and was born the 3rd of the 1st, 1934.
So, thank you. And we've obviously talked a bit about your parents. Ernie's told us about this. So, perhaps we could just, with your interview, talk a little bit about what your memories you have. I know you were a very little girl.
I was very little. Even when I went to in the war to Madeira, I was only about 4 years old. So I can't really, you know, remember a lot of it, you know. But I remember some things, not a lot, you know.
What do you remember?
Being in there, just knowing that my mother didn't have a lot of money, you know, and I remember the government in Madeira used to help her, the lady, used to help her with some clothes because my mum didn't have money to buy us any clothes or any Christmas things, you know. And going to school, that couple of things, you know, but because I was little, I can't remember a lot.
Did your mother tell you about that, about not having very much money? Did she talk about it to you later?
Well, she did, you know, most of the time, because when we used to ask for something, not very often, because that's the way we both brought up. My mum used to say, I can't afford it, you know. She used to say, well, my grandmother, you know, my mum's mother, because she was here in England, she used to send us some money sometime. So when my grandmother used to get the money, my mum said, well, we've got a bit of money, I'm buying you something, you know. But shoes or anything like that, we used to get it from the governor there, you know. We used to go to the house and I remember that very well.
Because that's why I was asking Ernie, that she didn't work because she was looking after you because you were too little.
Was looking, Well, looking after both of us, you know, but she couldn't work, you know. She had to,
And do you think that, you know, it was a very hard time for her, being away from home?
She was. It was. Even that I was small, I can remember that it was hard for her, because not having money and all that didn't help at all, you know.
And she didn't have her husband.
And her husband, of course.
Because I think it's a shame that generation of people haven't been interviewed, because it would have been so interesting, because everybody I've interviewed, like the Bakers and the Risos, they were all children, like you, you know, so they thought it was quite a big adventure, not like the parents who had the responsibility and the worry, you know, for 4 years, So what about your sort of earliest memories of Gibraltar when you were a little girl? What can you remember?
Oh, I can't really a lot, because by then I was, as I said, I was four, and I can't really remember a lot of that, or very little, you know.
So I suppose the bit we should try and talk about then is when you came, back after the war, you were now about a teenager, were you?
I was 10 years old coming back in the boat, coming back to Gibraltar. Remember that?
Tell me about that.
Coming back and I started the school, and so that's the...
And what was it like going back to school? I mean, did you have any friends?
Well, I didn't like school, and I was very thick on my... I didn't learn a lot. My mum brought me out of school when I was 13 because I wasn't learning. So she used to say to me, well, if you're not going to learn, you might as well stay indoors and help me. So, you know, I was thick.
I bet you weren't really.
I couldn't learn, I just couldn't, you know. Even my father used to sit down to do the homework with me, and he used to give up sometimes because I was really... But as I said, I must have been about 13 when I came out. My mum says, no point of you. So I stayed in the house.
So what was your life like then? That was sort of like, so this was, would have been late 40s, late 1940s, are we talking? Yeah, no. So 10 when you came back, so say 13.
I was 10, so I started school, and then when I left the school, I carried on in the house helping my mum and this and that. And then I decided to start working. I stopped working in there for about 2 or 3 years.
And what were you working? What was your work?
In a shoe shop. And then in 61, it's when we came on holiday with my parents here. That's when I met my husband.
Okay, right, okay, it's all making
sense.
Because
my husband was married to a cousin of mine. Now, my husband was a brother of a cousin of mine.
Here in England, who was already here in
England. So I came here to stay and I met him here. That was 1961.
So before we go on to that bit, can we just quickly talk about when you said you worked with your mother at home?
I mean, helping her in the house.
Sure, but just tell me what you did. What was the daily sort of routine at home?
Well, I'd wash up dishes or anything like that, or clean up and things like that. You know, my mum said, we're not going to go anywhere. I might as well, you know. Because my father didn't want me to go to work, really. You don't need to work, you know. So I stay in the house doing all the, you know, with my mother, helping my mother, whatever.
And what do you think you wanted to do?
Well, I didn't know. I was happy enough being in the house with my mum, you know, and doing the going out, shopping with her and all that. It's when I went, I don't know how I went to work, really. And once I started working, I didn't want to leave the job.
No, of course not, because you had
I
money,
was happy enough,
freedom. Yeah. Mm.
And in those days, the money, it was wonderful what you used to get. It used to last you, you know. But until I got married anyway. So.
And what about your friends? What sort of things? What were they doing?
Well, I didn't have a lot of friends. Neighbours, that one of the neighbours, that the girl was about the same age as me. We used to go out or then, you know, to the pictures and things like that. But I never used to go a lot out because my father wouldn't let me go out very late at night or nothing, you know.
Did you do that thing Paul Baker was talking about and Lillian, about walking up and down Main Street? Did you used to
do that? Yes, you do, you know. You have to, you know, go for a walk and then, Especially when the army was there or the soldier were there, you know, the Marines were coming the boat. My father wouldn't let me go out a lot because there was too many of them in the street, you know. But from that, I used to go out every day and go shopping myself for my mother.
And did your parents sort of talk about the war? Do you remember them talking about what had happened?
Well, not really. I don't think so. I don't think they did. I knew that if I could hear a bang or anything like that, you know, I could hide myself because maybe, you know, I was frightened. I could have been then, you know, I was little, but not really about it.
Because obviously a lot of people, as we talked about, had been in England. So did you learn a bit about England?
Not really, but I know that the people in here were suffering more than what we are suffering there, really, you know. Especially if we went to Madeira, that it was no, you know. Even my sister-in-law used to say to me, yeah, but you went to Madeira where there was no war and you couldn't see any. And I do understand that, and it's true, you know, because I used to see it on paper, whatever. Yeah, it's true.
So any other memories of Gibraltar before you left to come to England?
I don't think so, because I was, as I say, I was little. I can only think of the house, you know, things like that, but apart from that, I don't...
Maybe you could describe the house to me, what it was like.
Describe the rooms...
Yeah, I mean, is it the same house? We've still got the house?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And then we came back, I think it was a lovely house, I would tell you, because my mum had two windows that you could see the sea. I even see the boat when it explodes.
Yeah, tell me about that, about your experience.
Yeah, funny enough, that day was my cousin of mine, that she's dead now. She came to the house, and we was just, you know, left the kids at school and came to see my mum and me. And we were sitting by the window, and... thinking that she let look outside, and she said to my mother, "Auntie, look, it's a boat in fire there," and we had it, and we saw it. And of course, my mum knew, my brother was working there, so off we went, the three of us, down to where the dockyard was. I remember the police stopping us. not to go further down. And as we say that, he turned around and another explosion came, and he put his hand on top of her head so we wouldn't move, you know. I remember that so well, you know, seeing the, because it was just opposite the window where the boat was. And I remember myself, I always remember that, always.
Always. And when did you find out that Ernie was all right?
Well, after a while, because my mum couldn't go there until find out that he came and that we saw that he came all right, but we didn't know him.
And so...
So we came back to the house, and in top of a kitchen, because my mum had a bedroom, and in the inside of the bedroom there was a little room. Because when he was there, before he committed, he used to sleep in the kitchen. My mum made a bedroom for him in there. So, of course, I used to sleep in the bedroom with my mother and my father. And in that little room, it was the kitchen, and a piece of the sheep fell on top of the roof. And he broke all the cutlery, all the cups and everything. When we came back, we found out the kitchen was all down.
Wow, so it came it was a really powerful explosion.
Yeah, it was, of
course. I mean, more powerful than anything that had happened in the war, really, wasn't it?
The fire brigade, that they didn't have to come and take the piece out of the top of the roof.
What was it, a piece of metal? Amazing.
Yeah.
Gosh, that is quite something. Yeah.
I remember that very clear.
So what about, so your dad was quite strict with you then? It was quite...
Not strict in a way, because I was, as I said, I used to be daddy's girl, you know. But I mean that, because I was young, I didn't have no boyfriend or nothing, he wouldn't let me go. Even when I was working, and of course in those days the ships used to come to Gibraltar with it, and just at the other side where the shoe shop was, a cafe there, and he used to say to me, I'm coming to meet you, you know, walking up the road on your own, you know.
We were just talking about, so your father was, you know, you were his
girl.
He was
kidding away,
yes.
He wasn't straight, it was just that he didn't want him, you know, nothing to happen to me or anything like that, you know. But apart from that, there were parents that then my mother never hit us for nothing, because we were really good children, you see, that's the way we were brought up. And my father was always, as I say, I was at his school.
So when you came over to England and you met your husband...
1961.
And what was his name again?
Stanley.
Stanley, yeah. I mean, what did your parents think, that you would all move to England?
Well, we came over because my mother had won the lottery and my dad back home. And my dad all wanted to come to England, you know, and see some of the family he's had in here. And the side of my grandfather, you know. And we came and stayed with my cousin. Of course, my cousin, you know, this chap came to see us, you know. And we didn't know that it was her brother-in-law, that her husband was his brother, you know. So we just met and then went back home, you know. And then he started writing to me. And because we was just going to get married when... And 62, he had an accident on a motorbike, and he thought they didn't go there, they were going to survive. I came back for a week with my parents. By then, I was engaged to him. And then he came back to home, and we got married back home.
So what had happened to him?
He had an accident on a motorbike. And of course, they banged his head, and of course, he lost his... he couldn't... They say they wouldn't survive for because of the damage on his brain. But after a while, when we came, he picked it up and...
He was okay?
He was okay after that.
Gosh, what a thing for someone who was just about to get married. And
Yeah,
amazing. Yeah. And
so of course, we have to put the wedding for a while, but he came to Gibraltar quite a few times, you know. And then on 65, he came home and got married.
You got married in England?
No. Back home.
Oh, that was nice. What was your wedding like?
Oh, lovely. Yeah. And then in 65, and then I think about 2 weeks after we came back here to live. We lived in Wembley for 2 years in a very flat, you know, a room only. And by then he was trying to get his money of the accident because it wasn't his fault. And when he got his money, he went, we bought the house.
Here?
Yeah, this one.
And what was it like for you, suddenly leaving Gibraltar and your mother? It must have been hard.
I wanted to come here to live. My husband wanted to stay there. I didn't want to stay there.
Why?
I wanted to come here for an experience because I've been. My mum, she was happy enough because she was a nice person, you know, so she didn't mind. And of course, we used to go every year back home, you know, so...
What, was your dad dead by now? Had he died?
No, my dad came a couple of times here. When I bought the house, he was staying with my cousin, they came over. And I bought the house, and 2 days after, we brought them here to stay with us, and they went back. Then they used to come every year until he passed away back home.
Didn't he mind about you leaving? Did he think my little girl's gone?
Not really, you know. He was happy because he used to get on so well with him, my husband, you know. He said it was a son for him, you know, and all that. That he didn't mind us because we was going every year to for a holiday to stay with them. I think they got used to it, you know.
And was Stanley, did he speak Spanish?
No, he couldn't. I tried to teach him. I think he understood a lot, because sometimes he used to say something and he used to laugh, and he'd make you wonder, but no, he couldn't.
I mean, even though you've been here for 40, what was it, how many years?
65.
Yes.
40 odd years, yeah.
You've still got quite a Spanish accent, haven't you?
Quite.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You do speak Spanish quite a lot.
Of course, now I'm with my brothers all the time, you know.
So when you're together, you speak Spanish, yeah. Not English?
Only when my husband was alive, we used to.
Yeah.
But now, no. Both we're talking Spanish because, you know, at least somebody comes and, you know, they don't talk in Spanish. But when Paul and Lily comes, you know, Paul, we always talk in Spanish, you know.
And what about when you know, you're speaking, when you meet up with Pilar and Amelia, what do you speak?
What's that?
When you meet up with your friends who I met here, Pilar and Amelia?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I say something in English, sometimes I say it in Spanish. It's just a mix, you know, yeah.
And what do you think when you think about, I asked this about Ronnie as well, I mean, what sort of nationality or culture do you feel about yourself when you think, I'm, you know, Gibraltarian, I'm British, what do you think?
No, I'm always been Gibraltarian all my life. Even that I've been married to an English fellow and I'm English, you know, I mean, I still, but for me, Gibraltarian because I was born in there and it's fine.
And what do you feel about going back to Gibraltar?
I think it's fantastic. Because I have no, no family at all in here. Got a nephew of my husband, you know, well, nephew of mine too. But that's the one that his mother is my, well, she's dead now, she's my cousin. So it's nephew and cousin, you know. But that's the only ones they got. I haven't got nobody. Friend, solely 2 friends lived in this road now that we know. Because most of the people have moved from here to. And at least in there, I got the thing that if I want to go out, I can go. In here, I don't like going on my own out.
So you think you'd feel quite at home if you went back?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Really good. Thank you.